Blessings, family, and welcome back to another episode of Awaken Woman 2020. My name is Yana. I am the host of this podcast. I hope you're doing well on this Monday or Tuesday or whatever day it is that you're listening to this podcast. So, as I mentioned on the last few episodes, I was going to be dropping several episodes this week. I'm supposed to drop one more after this, but I tell y'all, I have been fighting a spiritual battle just to get these out. So let's jump into it. Before I get started, I do want to say that I encourage you, if you are an audio listener only on the podcast, so let's say you're listening to Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts or something of that sort, or on wherever you may be listening to it, I encourage you to go subscribe to the YouTube channel, which is going to be in the description below, but it's Awaken Woman 2020 with Yana. I encourage you to go subscribe to the channel because there are times that I do visual videos. I actually do videos that I do not take the time to actually record audio as well. So I just do videos and I upload them. So I encourage you to go do that because, like I said, there's things I upload on my YouTube channel that you would not be privy to if you're only listening to the audio. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into this podcast. So this one is going to be a more serious topic. If you've been listening to the podcast recently, and if you've been listening to it in the past, and you know I've spoken a lot about being prepared for sudden calamity and things that are coming to this earth here in America, if you are living in America. And I want to say this before we get started. There's two things that I want to say. I actually was going to do this at the end of the video, but I'm going to do it now. First thing, the one of the mandates that the Most High has placed on my life and that he's been speaking to me about for years is he would drop in my spirit this scripture for a very long time. I would wake up or in my dreams, I would hear Ezekiel 3 in the actual verse, location. So he would say Ezekiel 3 and 18 other times it would be Ezekiel 33. And if you were to read those passages, that you would see that this is talking about a watchman. And I know you're probably tired of me talking about it, but I have to, for people who may, this may be their very first time listening. In this passage, Ezekiel, the Holy Spirit is saying that he is going to, the Most High is saying that he caused Ezekiel, he has placed Ezekiel in position to be a watchman. And as a watchman, he is supposed to give warning to, he's supposed to ring the alarm in Ezekiel 33, he's supposed to sound the trumpet and let the people know that there's warning, there's danger ahead. And in Ezekiel 3, he talks about if you see a wicked man doing wickedness and you do not tell him of his wickedness and he die in his wickedness, then the blood is on my hands or on his hands because I told you to say something and you refused to say it. And the same thing about the trumpet. If you see danger coming and you do not tell the people to prepare them, then the blood is on your hand if they are slain. But if you tell them and they choose to just lollygag and, you know, put their hand and head in the sand, then that's on them. You've delivered yourself. So I say that because I just have to be obedient and I just want to give some context. We're family on here and I do want to apologize. My children, it is in the evening time and I'm trying to get these, push these out and be obedient because I have to do it today. And also that I can rest and be released from this particular peace that the Most High is telling me to say. So that's the one thing I want to say. The second thing is that we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 24. This is a biblical based, this is a biblical based podcast. So everything is going to be biblically based and foundation. Okay. So we're going to go back here to Matthew chapter 24, verse, taking it at verse 4. Actually, let's go to verse 3. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when we will see these, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Yeshua Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation. So when we're talking about nation right there, we're talking about people, like ethnicities, groups, you know, groups. So people. So, for example, like whites against blacks and Asians against Mexicans. And I'm not saying that's the order. I'm just saying that's what that means. Nation against nation. And then it says kingdom against kingdom. God sees people as nations, regardless of if we've been scattered to different nations or whatever, you know. God sees people groups as nations. We can read the Bible and see, like, he would talk about the Canaanites. He'll talk about the Israelites. He'll talk about the Moabites. He talks about these nations, right? And there's many more, but it says nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up for tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Okay. Oh, all right. So let's go ahead and get into it. Actually, one more thing. Let me say this. I want to, before I get into this, I want to give you some hope, because I don't want nobody to be fearful. I don't want nobody to be scared, because there's no reason to be scared if you are a true doer of the word. If you are someone who truly takes the time to spend with the Most High and don't see him as a vending machine to get what you want, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry about. Yes, trials will come. Yes, persecution and tribulations will come. But those of us who are in the secret place will be protected and will be saved. You will go through things, but we will be protected. So I'm going to read Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to Yahuwah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler, and you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste in noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, and you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. This is the Most High talking. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Hallelujah. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That is Psalms 91 in its entirety. But what is the secret place, you may ask? So in Psalms 81 and 7, it says, thou callest in trouble and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. Another one says, Matthew 6 and 6, which is one of my favorites. But thou, when you pray, enter into your closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. And they Father, and so he's saying, pray to the Father, which is in secret. So you go to your secret place. I was talking about that on the last podcast, that you go into that secret place. And you allow the Holy Spirit to begin to encourage you. And the stuff that is, I'm saying, we all have different gifts that the Most High has given us. One of the gifts that the Most High has given me is just, I see things and it, and he'll continuously confirm it. Something I want to share, because I do want to honor my grandmother, who's still with us. Praise the Most High. When I was younger, I was telling my grandma about things I seen in a dream. And I was just talking about things I seen in a dream, because at this time I was maybe like in my early 20s. I had no idea. I'm just talking about stuff I see in my dreams. And my grandma looked at me and says that you have that same gift. And one of the things is, my grandmother was a all-out prayer warrior. I believe that a lot of how I learned how to pray was because of my grandmother, who taught my mom. My grandmother just a very, very, was a praying woman. She has dementia now. However, at the time, my grandmother, people would call her and she would just, the Lord would speak through her, and what she said will happen. Even when the World Trade Center happened, I remember my grandmother was laying down sleeping, and she rose up from the middle of the floor and was like, why did them planes just go into those buildings? And surely, as she said that, it happened very shortly after it. So I can't say it's something inherited, because that's a spiritual gift from the Most High, but I understand it now more, because I understand, you know, the things my grandmother would tell me. But without further ado, let's get into it. I talked a lot about destruction coming upon America, so I want to share some things that the Holy Spirit has given me permission to share, because it's time for me to release this. I'm not saying I'm a prophet. I'm just going to share what the Most High said to share. October of 2017, I did not understand my dreams. I did not understand why I was having these sorts of dreams, but I had these types of dreams. So I had a dream last night, and this is what I wrote. I had a dream last night that I believed Japan, but it was an Asian country. So I said Japan because I was thinking Asian, an Asian country. I had a dream that Japan came out of the water and they dropped bombs or threw bombs on us. I named a few of my cousins because we used to always go to California to the beach. I said we were out into the ocean swimming and playing like we, this is the things we typically did. And I seen an army coming out of the water with tear gas and some chemical weapons. And they had the entire land running and screaming, looking for coverage. In this dream, I was expecting them to be welcoming to us, friendly, but instead they began to attack the land. In this dream, so now I have a memory like an elephant. I can remember almost anything. I'm so grateful for that gift, because I can truly remember like anything people said, people done, like little details. I can remember those things. In this dream, I remember after they started coming out, it was like tanks rolling up out of the water, and it was Asian country, Asian people coming out of the water with guns. And they, when they came out, they immediately threw like tear gas or something, because I remember it was very smoky and misty. You know, if you've seen movies where they thrown tear gas and bombs and stuff, they were coming out the water like, you guys, like in tanks. Some of them were in tanks. Some of them were like coming out the water. Like, where, how did y'all come out that water like that? They began to come out the water and they began to shoot and like attack California. Okay. Another dream. Okay. So then we hid behind some shelter, but they were coming, like they were invading America. Shortly after that, I had a dream that I was on a plane. And these are dreams, like I'm telling you this dream, but I've had these type of dreams numerous of times, different scenarios, but the same thing, maybe a different beach, but the same thing. A lot. I had multiple dreams of Asian countries, like hijacking airplanes. So in many of the dreams, what I seen is that I think I was even on the planes. I don't know if I was on the plane or I just was able to see what was going on. And I felt the fear, the terror that would go in your heart if you were on a plane and you realized that the people on the plane are hijacking the plane. And they started binding the people up behind their back. They began to shackle the people, and they took control of the aircraft. And I didn't see exactly what they were doing, but I remember that they were bombing the place. I don't know where they were headed, but I know that they took over, and it wasn't just one plane, because in this dream it was other planes, like, whew, that was side by side with these airplanes, and they began to hijack they were hijacking. They hijacked the planes. And like I said, I was extremely afraid. Another dream that I had most recently is that I was dreaming and I seen, I was almost, okay. So the Russian President Putin, he was sitting in a chair and he was getting fitted. He was like at a private fitting or something. And I didn't see his face, but he was sitting down and he had a private tailor who was measuring his length. So imagine if you're sitting in a chair. So I was viewing Putin from the back. I was watching him getting fitted for a suit and he was very poised. His posture was very, he wasn't playing no games. He was business. Like he just stone faced. I didn't see his face, but if I was able to see his face, I would have seen like this man is stone faced. This man is not playing no games. And I wish I would have woke up and wrote it down because I forgot one part of it. I don't know if you ever have a dream and you can't remember all of it. I pray, Lord, would bring it back to me. But imagine you're sitting down, right? And somebody's viewing you from the back and the tailor is tailoring him, like getting him prepared for a suit. And you raise, it was his left arm. Imagine you just raise, so you have your arm rested on your knee and you just raise your arm in front of you. So your arm is like straight out in front of you. And the tailor began to, I apologize you all, my children or my husband's putting my children, like winding them down. He had his arm stretched out and the tailor's measuring him. I'm hearing what's happening. He's measuring the length of his reach. And then he measured across his back from shoulder to shoulder, started from the left to the right shoulder. And then I heard the strength of his back. I'm paraphrasing. I wish I would have wrote this down, but I remember what was conveyed in my spirit. And then he measured from the left shoulder, and it was all started from the left. I don't know the significance of that, but it started from the left. Each thing was the left arm was raised. He measured from the left to the right shoulder. And then maybe that's just the standard way of measuring. I'm not sure about that. And then he measured him. The tailor measured him from the left shoulder down to the left hip. And I just remember seeing the depth of something, the depth of his something. And the Lord, I heard, be prepared. I get prepared. And I woke up. It was quick. It wasn't a dream that lasted very long. Another dream that I had, I was in this desert place. I keep thinking of Lion King. So if you ever watched the first Lion King, which is I really like those two Lion King movies. I named my dog after the Lion King movie, Sarabi. So in Lion King, when Simba was a small lion, a cub, when Scar took him to the rock and Scar left him there so that he can have a stampede happen. In this dream, it was like I was there. That's how I remembered it. That's what I gathered. And I was like, right. I was basically where Simba was. And all of a sudden there was water that started overtaking, that just started running from the hills. Like if you go on YouTube and just watch that little clip, the way those animals was running down was like the water, like a flood was coming. And I began to run and I started shouting like, wake up everybody. There's a flood coming, but it was nobody around. And I'm running and I'm like, I remember desperately in my dream. I don't know if y'all ever cried in your dream, but I'm crying in my dream because I'm like, I don't know where they are. I can't reach them. Where are they? The flood never overtook me, but a flood was coming and I was trying to yell and shout and wake people up. If you ever dream that you swimming in some water, you just in the river, in the ocean, that's never a good sign. Water is not a good sign in your dreams. That's a devastation. That is not good. When we think about Noah in the ark, It's like the flood came. That was a sign of destruction. Now, the Most High said that he'll never flood the earth, but he never said he won't flood out a state or flood out a city. He never said that. I told y'all that when I was in Canada, I was sleeping, and the Most High, I heard in my dream the news anchors say that the people were astonished because in New York is underwater. I surely told you guys after that, that I seen a dream that the Statue of Liberty, I don't know why, but she was on multiple boats. Hold on. Okay. I think I just now got interpretation of that dream. Okay, I'm gonna have to go back to that. I'm gonna have to write that one out, and the Most High will have to confirm, but I think I just got an interpretation of that. America was on several different, the Statue of Liberty was on multiple boats. And on the boat, she was being carried away. She was being carried away. And people, it was like tourists was looking, but she was being carried away, but she was sitting down. She was humbled. She wasn't standing up. She was sitting down. And she was in such a humbled position. And she was on the front, like if you own a cruise ship, if you've ever been on a cruise ship, or just the tip of the boat, like the front of the boat, she was on the front of the boat sitting down, like the people are looking at her and she's looking at them. So she's facing them, like she's at the front of the boat sitting down, and the people, the tourists are on the boat looking, staring her down. So she's sitting down by herself, but she was not standing. Sister girl was sitting down, and she was just being... it was like ships coming and going. Some of them was going way out. Some of them was coming in. It was just, I don't know where these ships was going, but they were spread out. And that was another dream that I had. That the Statue of Liberty, he told me that New York would be underwater. That sounds crazy, right? Like, I don't know how to make that make sense. I'm just telling you what he told me to say. So... since we're talking about water, this was some time ago as well. I was at a concert in my dream, and the concert was of Lil Wayne, and it was Lil Wayne and Future. In this dream, they were doing their whole rapping thing, and they had a lot of people surrounding them, like their fans, the people who love their music, started surrounding them. And out of nowhere, flood water came and just washed all those people up, and it looked like ants. It was so many people that had drowned that it looked like ants were just float. Like if you ever, I hope y'all understand, this is starting to get really heavy. It takes, you know, these type of things, when I start talking about this spiritual type of stuff, it takes a lot out of a person. Like, there is such a demonic realm that is fighting against these things being told so that the people can be ignorant. So these floods came and just wiped all the people out. It was like a flood, and out of nowhere, this happened. And the last one, I think one of the last ones I'm going to share, because these are the ones the Holy Spirit told me to share, because I've been sitting on many of these for a very long time because I didn't know what to do with them. I had no idea I was supposed to get on the internet and share this stuff. Like, these are dreams that I've had and I didn't think much of it. Maybe about 5 years ago, I had a dream that I was in this real, actually it's two more because it's about water. I had this dream that it was like a big party, but it was almost like an underground party that I seen. This is some supernatural stuff I'm talking about here. And it was like it was people dancing and parade, you know, people were just drinking, having fun, dancing to the music. And these giant creatures that looked almost like dinosaurs, but they weren't dinosaurs. They were just some weird creature. I'm not a drawer, but I drew this out so I could see what I drew. But it's just, I don't really even know how to explain this creature, but it was these creatures. And these creatures were walking amongst the people. And they had their tails were like that of a scorpion. But at the end of their tail was like this spiky ball, like a ball. Think of a ball that has a bunch of nails pointing out of it. It was like hundreds of nails pointing out of it. Not hundreds. Let me say like maybe 10 to 12. It was just sharp. It wasn't hundreds. It was like 10 to 12. This according to my drawing and according to what I remember. And it was like three of them. I seen like three of these things walking amongst the people who were just dancing and partying. And then all of a sudden it was four of these creatures carrying a female creature on it. Okay, so you know when you see like in them like kingdoms where the men would carry the queen on their shoulders, but she was on like a bed. That's what I'm talking about. And they begin to carry, like usher her in. And then out of nowhere, this another dragon-like creature ran in, and he pulled his tail up like the scorpion and slammed it on the earth, and water started gushing out, and it drowned the people. The Bible talks about, is it in Matthew 24, that in those days, they'll be just like with Noah before he entered in the ark, the people will be dancing, partying, giving over into marriage. That's biblical. Okay, it didn't say nothing about the giants, but I mean, actually, but in those days, Noah, there was giants. So, I mean, let me retract that. There were giants in those days. And we think, okay, let me not even go there. Let me stay focused. The last thing I'm going to say is a dream I had. This was the first time in my life I've ever had a dream like this where something like I don't even know how to explain it. I think Paul in one of his scriptures, if I remember, I'll put in the description. Paul said, he said something like, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. But he was describing something that took place. It was like I had an out of body experience. Okay, let me just explain it. So I was in this tunnel, and I remember in the dream, I thought I was in the Titanic. I know I wasn't in the Titanic, but I remember saying, this ship is going to sink. This is going to sink. It is going to sink. And I was running in this like cave-like environment, and I was running, and it was like leaky pipes, and the stuff was leaking. And I remember thinking, this place is going to sink. And I knew the dream. So before you get in the comments and say like, you know, doing your own personal interpretation, I don't mind that. But also, I have a relationship with the Most High. We all can interpret our own dreams. What did Joseph say? Joseph said that God interprets the dreams. So the Most High wouldn't give me a dream and I couldn't interpret it. Sometimes I may not understand it at that exact moment, but just like right now, when I was talking about one of the dreams, I totally understand why the Statue of Liberty was being taken off into ships in four different directions, two directions going and two directions going the other way. Anyways, in this dream, I'm running around and I'm knowing that this place is going to sink. And I was like scared. I'm like, where do I go? I'm running from left to right and I'm just looking for shelter. I'm looking for safety. And then I run back, and I don't know if this was a place I ran past before, but I knew I went underground. But as I went underground, the Most High took me to a secret place. A secret place. And y'all, it was like such a place of peace. I don't know where I went. I don't know. I know what I seen. I don't believe I'm at liberty to say what I seen, but I went to another place. And I know for some of y'all, this may be like, this girl done totally got off her rockers. Maybe I have, but I know what the Lord has shown me. Are you ever on your rockers when you're walking with the Most High? To believe that our Savior was born of a virgin birth, to believe that our Savior died and was raised 3 days later, that right there, we already off our rockers. If we like the very foundation of what we believe is insane to the world. The very foundation of what we believe. So it's just so ironic to me when I have, when people just can't believe supernatural. Don't, I'm not telling, like, listen, I'm just one woman on the internet that the Most High is using in these end times. But I don't understand how we can't believe spiritual things when the very foundation of what we believe is insane to people in the world. We believe it to be true. We know it is true. So how can we not believe the book of, I mean, the Bible talks about giants. The Bible talked about in the days of Enoch, what was going on. There were giants. Goliath, that was a giant. Nephilim, fallen angels. Like, these are things that take, that took place. So how do we not believe in that these things will reoccur on this earth? The last thing I'm going to share, and I'm going to get out of here, because I think I have one more episode to I have a super, I don't know if I'm going to upload that one today, but I may. Sorry, you guys. I truly apologize for the noise. The last dream I had, this was last week. I was walking my dogs, and I live in Arizona, and we have a lot of mountains. So I was walking my dogs on the mountains. And as I was walking my dogs, we get up to the peak of the mountain, and there's two wolves standing. So if you just think about how wolves stand, like before they go down to attack, at the top of the mountain, these two wolves are standing there just looking down at the nation. And I knew that they were looking down at over Phoenix, but I knew that in my dream, I knew it was Phoenix, but it wasn't, it was, I knew where we were because my husband and I and we go up that mountain a lot. So I knew where we were, but I knew that it wasn't just Phoenix. They was looking down at America. They was looking. They didn't move. They were solid in their posture, but they were attentive. They was looking down at the nation. These are wolves. Now, you know, ain't nothing good about no wolf, especially biblically. Okay. And I was walking up behind them and I said, you know what? I'm not about to let these wolves see me. I'm going to go a different direction. And the moment I said, I'm going to go a different direction, we turned and went right. And all of a sudden I was in a totally different environment. I wasn't even there no more. America anymore. I was in another environment. Now the road that I went down, it was definitely different. It was definitely a different environment. It still had its challenges. It was still some stuff that was going on, but it was nothing compared to what I knew was going to happen over here. Something my husband said, two things, and I'm going to start closing this up. I know I keep saying that, but there is things that the Holy Spirit is just saying, like, you know, you just know when you're supposed to say something. My husband told me like a month ago, he said that I had this dream that, my friend and I, one of his friends, and they were going to a baseball game or a basketball game, and his friend was able to get in, but my husband couldn't get in because he didn't have the mark of the beast. That's what he said. He told me another dream that he had that he was sleeping. He said, we were sleeping. We were in our home. We were in a different environment, but we was in like a home. He knew it was our home. And SWAT police, like armed forces, just paraded up the stairs. And we were in an apartment. I don't know why we were in, like, he said it was like an apartment complex, like that you would see like in the projects. No shade. But like, you know where you see like the big project buildings? I don't even want to call them that. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm not trying to be offensive because I think we could all understand what I'm saying by saying that. And I, for a lack of what they really are, I'm just going to say that, but please forgive me. Please. Forgive me if I offended anybody, because that wasn't my intent. But if we think of like a project buildings where there's all these different apartments in the project buildings, and he said they paraded up the stairs, and he thought they were coming to us, and they had those big SWAT, what are those like big hammer things, door where they knock your door down? And he said in the middle of the night, they just like knock someone's door in. I remember this night my husband had this dream because he woke up, like jumped up out of his sleep. I'm a light sleeper. I hear everything. My husband's a deep sleeper. So he woke up out of his dream, and I remember it took him a while to go back to sleep, and he was very disturbed by that dream. And he said, I've never had nothing like that where it felt so real. Another dream he said that he had is he was standing at the top of the mountain, the same mountain that I'm talking about, South Mountain, because we began to talk about that, what mountain it was. And he said, and he looked down at the valley, and it was blood everywhere. It was blood like flowing through the streets. Now, sisters and brothers, I want to let you know, I have no reason. He and I have no reason. You know, we have a lot of other real life stuff going on. We have no reason to sit up here and make up some dreams. I have no reason to get up on here and make up dreams. Y'all hear my children outside this door. I have no reason to get on the internet and make up these type of dreams. He has no reason. Like, we don't, we have a great life, trials and tribulations, but no reason for us to sit up and think about these things. But the Bible says that in the last days that he will pour out his spirit upon men, and he will pour out his flesh, his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. That's what it says. That we will have dreams. I know I'm paraphrasing it. That you would, they would have dreams. They would prophesy, have visions. I'm not the only one on the internet saying these type of things. I'm not the only one on the internet that's saying that surely is my name is what it is, that Russia and China is going to come into America, invade America. There will be bloodshed in America. Mob-like behaviors will take place in America. Where we seen in the past where blacks hated whites and whites hated blacks or whatever was going on, we will see that again. We will see younger people, gang-like behavior, terrorizing the streets. We will see militant behavior again. We will see behaviors where people can't get along and it's just bloodshed for no reason. It's like, wow, because they took the last turkey sandwich at Subway? That's a reason that, like, you killed that person for that? Like, callousness. We just read Matthew 24. The reason why I'm saying this is because I'm being obedient, for one. It's because I'm sounding the alarm, for two. And because I think people are not really understanding what time we're in. This is not to plant fear. This is to plant preparedness and alertness to rise up out of your sleep. You can be one of the people that's in the secret place and the Most High tells you place for shelter. Because in this dream, this was the last dream I've had about the water, where I was in this ship. I wasn't a ship, but I knew I just had this idea of Titanic. And I said, this ship is going to sink. I just told y'all a little bit earlier ago that flooding, it wasn't about an actual sinking like America being underwater. I don't believe that's what he showed me. But again, I never seen America underwater. I seen New York was going to be underwater. New York was going to flood. But we know that if you are a person who dream or know anything about dreams, and you know that water is never a good sign for you. Jonah thrown into the water. Like, we know that water is never a good sign. You shouldn't be playing in water, taking baths. You shouldn't be doing nothing in the water. You shouldn't be eating either. I don't know how many times I have to say that. You shouldn't be eating. You shouldn't be having sex in your dreams. Also, don't be taking gifts from nobody in your dreams. I'm not even going to get on that, but I'm going to say this last one thing. I'm not going to say my last thing no more because I keep saying that. If you listen, we're going to have a little bit more attention spans, okay? We can't just want a good short, okay? A short is good for when you own a break, but you need some meat. You got to get some meat, some veggies, some carbs, and, you know, a little water to wash it down in the physical realm. Don't be doing that in the spiritual realm in your dreams, okay? We got to have longer attention spans. We got to learn how to crack this Bible open and go to the concordance and search out the scripture we want, because the internet will not always be here. I told y'all that in a vision, I was minding my own business, and in a vision, I seen a hammer hit the lights, and I heard lights out, and it went dark. These things, my sisters and brothers, will surely come upon this nation. All these other nations and people say, well, oh, the Lord will protect us. My father-in-law lived in Saudi Arabia. People was getting beheaded up over there. We don't see this on the news. People get beheaded for believing in the same Bible that I have so confidently open. This Bible will become this Bible will eventually become against the law. So while you can tuck the word of God in your heart, remember it. When you can't get on the internet for fear of your searches being people finding out your searches, you're going to need to get to that concordance. You're going to need to go on Amazon and buy you a strong concordance so that you can search out the scripture so you can know what you need to know. to encourage and comfort yourself, because surely the day will come when terror will be in this country. We can't think that the Lord is going to just whisk us away, America, and we're not going to go through trial and error when other countries right now, people, believers in this Bible are martyrs. I hope I said that correctly. Where people are right now in other countries are hiding in basements. My father-in-law, when he lives in Saudi Arabia, told me that he didn't go to church there because it was underground. He said one of his neighbors secretly invited him, but he was too afraid. He said he had Bible study in his own house. He and his wife had Bible study in their own home. They didn't go to underground. So these people are being killed and drug out in these Muslim countries for believing in the faith. But we think that we're going to just get whisked up out of here and not going to ever have to go through a sudden calamity in this earth. We're being deceived, brothers and sisters. I'm not saying that there's not a time where the Most High is going to pull us into safety. But the secret place is that the Bible says right here is that we're going to have to endure to the end. We're going to have to endure to the end. I can't tell you point by point. I just know what the Holy Spirit has shown me. And I'm not telling you what to do for your household. But I'm saying that you should take this word before the Most High and say, Father, I encourage you to take the Most High, take what I'm saying before the Most High. I encourage you because we got to do this with everybody. Most High, who is this girl, Ayana? Who is Awakened Woman 2020? What is she talking about? Did you call her? Is she just making this stuff up? Because I spend time in the closet. I know what he said to me. I know that if you guys would have listened to me 4 years ago when I first started this YouTube, podcast channel, I was terrified to offend people. I was terrified to say what I really believed in. At that time, my belief was a little shaky anyways, because I said that I started, you know, I had somebody really close to me that I admired and was like a father figure to me, who began to believe other things, and kind of like I started believing that stuff too. So I already told y'all I done been down that path. That's why can't nobody tell me now. Don't talk to me about no spiritualism. Don't come over here talking about no crystals and that the high priest wore crystals. Yeah, but they wasn't charging they crystals. Okay, so yeah, they were, because I said that same little raggedy argument too, is that the high priest had crystals on that represented the tribes of Israel, okay? But they didn't have no crystals on charging them under the full moon, doing all that witchery, okay? They didn't have no crystals on talking about, oh, this is my agate stone, and it, thank the Lord, he removed all that foolishness from my mind. Oh, this is my protection stone. Oh, but, you know, this is from the earth. Yes, there's nothing wrong with you going to wherever you can find these crystals naturally in their form and having that crystal and having that stone, right? There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong, because that is from the earth. What's wrong is when you start wearing it, talking about it's my protection and it helps me with clarity of the mind. No, I'm going to tell you what helps you with clarity in the mind. What helps you with clarity in the mind is getting in this word of God and getting in here and asking the Most High to give you a sound mind, to restore your youth of your mind. You feel like you got some dementia, Alzheimer's stuff going on. You get to praying. I'm telling you, I'll be laying hands on my grandmama mind. So I know that was a little tangent, but I'm saying we can't get caught up in no foolishness in this last day, because deceiving spirits, false prophets, the Bible says, take heed that no man deceives you, which means there's going to be a lot of deception. Even the elect. I cannot tell you how many people that I started this walk off with now that's believing in all type of stuff. Some of them done married women. Women done married women. Some of them talking about Jesus is just one of the ancestors. Like one of our ancestors that passed away from like slavery. Talking about stuff like that. All type of stuff. I had to go ahead and unfollow some folk. I don't got time for all that. Well, I'm not on social media. No way. But I had to unfollow some folks. I don't have time for that foolishness. Take heed that no man deceives you. There is going to be sudden calamity on this earth. I don't know when, and I don't know exactly. The flood, I don't believe. Well, let me say this. I don't think that the flood is per se that the America is going to be flooded underwater. I don't know that. I believe that the symbolism of the flood, this place is going to drown, meaning like destruction. This place is going to be flooded with destruction. China and Russia is coming to America. Them two wolves looking out for the opportune time to come down there. And then we already got civil war brewing in America. Are we not seeing what's going on here? Wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation. How in the heck is America about to be divided? Texas want to do their own thing. They been want to do their own thing. But Texas want to go do their own thing. We got people divided on political views and all type of stuff. I told y'all, I did a video not too long ago when I was saying that the Most High was telling me, when he releases me, I'm going to just come on here and I'm just going to have to start saying it. Because when back in the day, I was too afraid to say any doggone thing. I was so scared. But there's something different in this. I don't know what it is. I have no clue what it is. But America will face calamity. Cult-like behaviors from the past will be revisited. Mobs, clans, gangs will mount up in opposition one to another. It will be a bloodbath, slaughter, chaos. But Laura says it will be so bad that parents will want to tint the inside of their window so that their children can't look out. Now, when I talk about the secret place in that dream, when I was in this ship, when I kept thinking it was like the Titanic, and I kept saying it's going to sink. In that dream, I went underground and the Most High lifted me up to a secret place. Now, y'all know I've been telling y'all for a long time. I'm not saying this is the key for everybody. You got to do your own prayers. But I've been telling y'all for a long time, the Most High put in my husband and our hearts a long time ago to leave America. That may sound crazy. Like, who would want to leave America? Somebody who knows what's coming up to America. So this is how serious I am about what I'm saying and what I know God has shown me. The stuff that I'm sharing with y'all right now are the things that the Most High has given me permission to share. But there's so much more that I have not said. I'm not the only one saying these things. Calamity is coming to this earth. Do not be afraid. Find yourself in the secret place. And what is the secret place again? A place where you go pray and seek the face of the Most High. I'm going to keep this short, family, because I do like to, you know, engage with my children before I put them to bed. We do our prayers, you know, begin to pray. Lock down the environment in which you stay. Plead the blood of Jesus over your children. Saturate yourself in the blood of Jesus. Saturate your children in the blood of Jesus. Saturate the doorposts. And what I'm not talking about getting no blood, okay? I'm talking about like what you speak. Saturate the doorposts, the windows, everything. Walk around your home with some anointing oil and anoint the four corners of your home. To the highest point of the home, down to the foundation of the flow. No animal flesh, human flesh, or insect flesh could penetrate it. I'm going to have to post a Testimony Tuesday. Have an amazing prayer on there. When I talk about my witchcraft, and I'm going to have to do this one tomorrow because this took a lot out of me here. I'm going to post the witchcraft, like prayers, the prayers that I had to pray when I was going through witchcraft. And I just stay prayed up. Family, I encourage you to stay prayed up. Please don't be fearful of this. Just be encouraged. Find yourself in the secret place of the Most High. And there will be protection and safety there. So until I talk to y'all next time, family, I love y'all. Salt and light. Shalom. Bye.